there, my name is Neelike Ayers and welcome to the ULAR Pare podcast, where we discuss topics of interest to the Pare community, as well as to people living with rheumatic and musculoskeletal diseases. Today I'm joined by our two guests, Alice Grosjean from the Swiss League Against Rheumatism and Simon Stones, a patient advocate from the UK. So stick around to meet them. On today's show, we will be talking about the meaning and importance of the ULAR Congress to the PARE member organizations, but also to the patient representatives themselves. There's a lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. Welcome and thank you for being here today, Simon and Alice.
Hello.
Thanks, Dale. Delighted to be here.
The ULAR Congress is a big event and it can be quite impressive. So what did you think the first time you attended the ULAR Congress, and what's your first memory of it, Alice?
So the first time I attended, it was in Amsterdam in 2018 to meet some colleagues in order to prepare the setting up of Sjögren Europe. I was really impressed by the ULAR Congress. It was so huge, so many people, so much interesting information. I've immediately loved it.
And Simon, you have been there for quite some time as well.
I have, and I remember my first Congress in Rome in 2015. And I went to present some work that we've been doing here in the UK, looking at patient priorities. And it was just so overwhelming because I didn't realise the scale of the Congress. But I loved absolutely every minute of it. And I think, you know, meeting the different groups of people from, you know, across the ULAR community is one of the highlights to me.
Simon, you already mentioned it. You presented something. So the Congress offers a lot of opportunities also for the patient community. How have you participated at the Congress over the years? Have you ever submitted an abstract, been a speaker or in a session or presented a poster?
I've done quite a few different things. So I've submitted an abstract, I've had poster presentations, oral presentations, I've chaired and moderated lots of different things related to what you can do at ULAR. And I think that's one of the best things about ULAR is that patients and the patient community are invited and actively encouraged to participate in as active way as possible.
And is it the same for you, Alice? Have you also been active during the Congress?
Yes. The first time I was just a visitor, but the year after I made a presentation, and this year I will also present a poster and be a speaker during a session.
Okay, it's great. Both of you are being active because that's the basis of the Congress, of course. But it's not only a personal thing, but what has been the importance for your organization of participating at the Congress? Have you had any initiatives developed as a consequence of Congress sessions or networking, Alice?
For the Swiss League Against Rheumatism, it helps me to get information. But the Congress played a very useful role for Sjögren Europe. Through networking, meeting our cousin organizations like Lupus Europe and FESCA, meeting other Sjögren's patients involved in national patient organizations and advocacy, we were able to realize some of our ambitions. So the Congress was a focal point for that.
Simon, is it the same for you working with your organizations?
It certainly is, and I've been with various organizations over the years. The key element that I get out of ULAR is the networking element and getting to learn from colleagues across Europe as to how to approach different topics, how to do campaigns. I know I've taken a lot from that learning and taken that back to different organisations I've worked with in the past. So I think that's one of the key things which you really have to, you know, you only get out what you give in. And I think that's, you know, one of the fabulous things about the ULAR community and being able to attend the Congress this way.
Okay, thank you both. Let's take a short break now to share some information about the ULAR 2022 Congress.
We recommend that our listeners attend the PARE Highlight Session, which takes place on Saturday, 4th of June at 1:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session aims to provide an overview of learning and outcomes from the Congress from the health professionals and the scientific perspectives. It'll certainly be a very interesting and dynamic session, so make sure to join us. Virtual and on-site Congress tickets are still available, so register today on the website, and we look forward to meeting you in June.
Okay, let's get back to our conversation. Simon, since you have had a lot of experience, how do you think the Congress can still improve in involving the RMD patient community into such an event?
I think I have to say, you know, I get to work now with lots of different congresses, and ULAR is really leading the way in terms of how patients are involved. What I would like to see is increasing the opportunity to a wider group of patients and carers and other people with experience at RMDs. I would very much like to see opportunities to enable patients and carers to present their work at EULAR, and I would like to support that, the development of abstracts and to educate patients as to how to do that. And I think we're doing great things in terms of integrating patients in the overall program, and I think that can only improve year on year.
And you, Alice, do you have any tips for EULAR?
Yes, the Congress can and should involve the RMD patient community more with more financial support, for example, as it is a real struggle for us. Also, the presentations during the Congress are organized in silos. There are medical HPR and PARI presentations. There is little communication between these three branches. I think there should be more interdisciplinarity and communication between these branches with mixed sessions in particular.
Now, you've both said that you were impressed by the amount of people attending EULAR, but what are your personal experience? What has it meant to you to participate at the EULAR Congress over the years, Alice?
I only have one thing to say. It's an enriching experience at all levels.
Okay, that's very, very clear. Simon, what about you?
Again, very similar to Alice. I've got so much out of going to EULAR, and I think for me, it's been able to network with that a huge group of people within the para community, within the health professional community and the scientific community. It's really where new ideas spark and those conversations happen. And I always come away feeling refreshed and energised for the year ahead to work to improve lives of people with RMDs.
We can finally meet each other again at Copenhagen after a few years of not meeting. So what are you most excited about at this year's Congress marking EULAR's 75th anniversary as well, Simon?
Again, I'm just so excited to be able to see people in person again and to be able to get together and celebrate and reflect. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how we've moved forward in the last couple of years, but also looking ahead and how can we constantly challenge the norms so that patients are included in everything that we do. So I'm really looking forward to those conversations, and again, just to seeing people and saying hi and giving people a hug.
Okay, is it the same for you, Alice?
Yes, it's exactly the same for me. I look forward to meeting my friends face to face and to make new ones too.
Okay, thank you. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for listening, and thank you to our guests Simon Stones and Alice Grosjean for talking to us about your experiences and expectations for the EULAR Congress. Join us again for our next episode. If you don't want to miss it, please don't forget to follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes or other podcast platforms so that you get notified when the episode is available. Until next time.